Blog Talk Radio.
Good night, dear. You ain't welcome here. Good
Goodbye to your pain. Say goodbye to your troubles. Say goodbye to your fears. I believe. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God. So we're going to get busy here. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'll be so kind, to give us a word of prayer. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of inspiration.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you. We adore you. We acknowledge you this morning, God, this afternoon. Hallelujah. We just want to just take this time, God, to talk about the goodness of the Lord, all that you've done, you continue to do. We thank you, Father, that we are hidden behind the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, God, that we could bring everything and all things to you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you made a way out of no way. You knew we couldn't pull it off. We needed a Savior. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died and rose in 3 days and sit at the right hand of God on our behalf. Hallelujah. We thank you that you put you in us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that lives and dwells on the inside of us. We thank you that we are mindful. Hallelujah. That you live in us, God. We thank you that we can be led, guided, and directed by your Spirit. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Help us, God, to walk by faith and not by fear. For faith and love casting out all things that ain't of you, God. Help us to stand and dwell and live on the inside of us, God. Help us to abide in your word, and we in your word abide in us, God. Help us when the enemy rise against us, hallelujah, that your word gurgitates and come forth in our mouth. Because it's power in the name of Jesus. When we cry out to you, demons got to flee in the name of Jesus. We thank you for dominion and authority in the blood. Hallelujah. We plead the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We plead the blood over every part of our body, mind, and spirit. Hallelujah. We healed by the blood. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We walk in whole health in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That sickness, death, and disease cannot come near us, but we are healthy. Hallelujah. Our body got to be obedient to our spirit. Our spirit is whole and healthy in Jesus' name. We stand on your promises. We position and prepare ourselves to receive every blessing from heaven, God. Keep the portals of heaven open up, God. Help us to be positioned so that we can receive, God. Give us faith. Hallelujah. Faith of a mustard seed, move mountains in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we stand on every promise. We stand on every word. Your word is life. Hallelujah. We partake of the life of your word, God. Right now, in Jesus' name, do a new thing in us in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Hallelujah. As blessings go up and we pray to you, let your blessings come down. As praise go up, Let your blessings come down over us, Father. Give our family generational blessings. Hallelujah. Rebuke and bind all dysfunction far from our families, God. We pray that our families be blessed because we blessed. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that song, I Believe. Amen.
Good afternoon.
Goodbye to our problems. Goodbye to the pain. Goodbye to trouble. Goodbye to sorrow. We're saying goodbye to everything that is not like Christ today. Amen. And thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that powerful prayer. Amen. So I'd just like to share today this encouragement to each and every one. And it starts off saying, you are God's masterpiece, chosen, set apart, handpicked, anointed, and sealed by God. You are precious. You are priceless. You are unbreakable. Amen. And that's, I want to say it's coming from Peter. Let's see here. Peter, because I have read that in a different setting. So let me get the first, I want to say it's First Peter, where it tells us that we are chosen. First Peter, the second chapter in verse 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. God bless.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer, and you, Pastor, for that word of inspiration. We're talking about believing in the resurrection. Got to believe it.
Yeah.
And you got to believe that you're part of the resurrection. And if you believe that, then you've been risen with Christ. So,
amen.
Let me show you today, I'm going to show you today in the Word of God that you are victorious. Because I understand people take this scripture out of context, but you'll see it. We're going to start with Colossians. Well, actually, we left off at John. But since Colossians 3, 1 through 4 is our foundational scripture, so everybody be on the same page. What we're talking about is believing in the resurrection. Now, I know you're saved. I get all of that. I know you know the Lord. I get all of that. But do you believe in the resurrection? That would be the question. And remember, I got to say this too, because we're talking about more knowledge, more knowledge. Remember what Peter and 2 Peter, y'all don't want nobody to forget that now. We still talking about more knowledge. Remember 2 Peter? Well, all of them, 1, 5, 6, and 8, they talk about knowledge. And we adding to your knowledge. I get it, you're already there, but let's add more knowledge. According to his divine power, he has given unto us pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge. And the only way you're going to get this is through knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Today, we hope to kind of get a couple of things. That divine knowledge has to do with the mystery, which has to do with revelation knowledge. And that's what you want to live by, is revelation knowledge. That's where we're at. So we're going to start with our first scripture. I'll be found in Colossians 3. 1 through 4. This is our foundational scripture. As you've been in the scripture,
amen.
So kind of
Amen.
Read it, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit. Did you say 1 through 7?
Now, where you at? Where you at, huh?
Colossians 1?
No, Colossians 3. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm
1
sorry.
Through 4. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. But listen, brother and sister, that's a good scripture because that just ties into what we're talking about as well. You having faith in Christ Jesus, not Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus, which is the Spirit. But I'm glad you read that. Yeah, we're in Colossians 3, 1 through 4.
Okay. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Both of those scriptures are powerful. Amen. Praise God. But Colossians 3, 1 through 4 from the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. Act where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ and God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, the understanding here, brothers and sisters, you need to check if you've been risen. Because the only way you've been risen, you have to crucify the flesh. Then you have to die spiritually. Die. Crucify the flesh spiritually. Then he says, then you'll be risen with Christ. So if you're risen with Christ, you're part of the resurrection. Now, the question is this. Do you believe in it? Do you believe in the resurrection? When I talk about Christ's resurrection, I know you believe that. But how about you being resurrected? See, people celebrated Easter as Christ. No, we all part of that resurrection. That's if you are dead with him, your life is hid Christ in God. I'm going to show you another scripture. Well, I was going to go to John, but you know what? The Lord lead me to go somewhere because I want you all to see this. Over in 1 Corinthians 15, 15 through 57. Now, I know many times this scripture has been taken out of context, but I want y'all to get it. I want you to really get it. This is revelation. Remember, we're talking about more knowledge and more knowledge. So, here you're going to get some revelation knowledge about this scripture. Over in 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 57. Read that for us, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen. O death, where's your strength? Sting. O Hades, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. 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 From the Message Bible, death swallowed up by triumph life. Who got the last word? Oh, death. Who's afraid of you now? It was sin that made death so frightening, and law code guilt that great, and law code guilt that gave sin its leverage, its destructive power. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen, amen.
Amen. And when you read this, understand it as this, the resurrection. You part of the resurrection. That's right, Colossians 3:1 says, if you be risen. If you be risen, you say, oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Because I ain't there. Let me say one thing, too. Period there. Brothers and sisters, if you die in the Lord, you'll never die again. And I'm going to show you that in a moment. But you got to have that understanding that if you die in Christ, you'll never die again. It has been appointed unto man to die once. You only have to die once. And then the judgment. The judgment is when you stand before God, and you stand before God right now in this flesh. Once you die, then Christ represents you. You've already dealt with that. So he says, hallelujah. Oh, God, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is, well, you're not part of sin anymore. You're not part of that. You don't have that. Remember, the only thing keep you from the glory of God is sin, brothers and sisters. That's the only thing keep you from the glory of God. So the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory. So since Christ wiped out the sin problem, you can operate in the glory of God now. You operate in the glory.
Thank you.
You're in his glory. So he said, death, where's your sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God. Hallelujah. Thank be to God. He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when he was risen, we was risen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Martha's problem. Remember over there in John, well, we'll go there, in St. John. I want to take my time, so I want y'all to see this. Over there in St. John 11. When you get to St. John 11, let's see, when you get a chance, read the whole thing. But I want you to start with about the, about the 20th verse, and we'll read down to maybe about the 32nd. And,
11:20?
Yeah, to about the 32nd verse.
Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not. Have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, Martha heard Jesus was coming and went out to meet him. Mary remained in the house. Martha said, "Master, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you." Jesus said, "Your brother will be raised up." Martha replied, "I know that he will be raised up in the resurrection at the end of time." You don't have to wait for the end. I am right now, resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? "Yes, Master. All along I have believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world." After saying this, she went to her sister, Mary, and whispered in her ear, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." The moment she heard that, she jumped up and ran to him. Jesus had not yet entered the town, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When her sympathizing Jewish friends saw Mary run off, they followed her, thinking she was on her way to the tomb to weep there. Mary came where Jesus was waiting and fell at his feet saying, "Master, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." Amen.
Okay. So you got to hear this with your spirit, man. Because if you don't, you're not in the flesh with it. You don't need to. You need to hear it in your spirit, man.
Martha
had told Jesus the same thing Mary said, that he did. And Jesus replied by saying, "Sleep." But they didn't understand his sleep. They understood, well, because the disciples said, "Well, he's sleeping, he's doing good." So finally Jesus said, "Okay, he dead." Because that's what y'all understand is, he dead. So he stayed on there a couple more days. And then when Martha came to him, Jesus said, "Look here, Martha, I want you to believe that I am the resurrection." Martha wants to debate and say, "You know what? I know you're the Christ." See, that's where a lot of people, they believe Christ, but they don't believe in the resurrection. So they believe you get saved, they believe, but they don't believe, they believe can't go no farther than that. So Jesus was telling Martha, "Martha, look here, believe that I am the resurrection." Martha said, "Well, yeah, I know about that last day." Jesus said, "Ain't going to be no day, Martha. Won't be no day. I'm the day. If a man dies, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. If he die in me, Martha." He got to die in me. See, so Martha, she didn't get it. Like a lot of people today, they don't get this revelation knowledge. Jesus saying, you got to die in me, and you'll never see a day. Don't worry about no day. Everybody's waiting on a day to come. Oh, you know when that great day going to come and God's going to rapture all his people? See, that's what people's mindset. Listen, brothers and sisters, that ain't happening with you, okay? When you have died out of self and you're living unto the glory of God, you will see Christ. You will see the Father. You will see what you came from. Then he says this. That's when you can make this declaration, Gray. I told you it's about believing. It's believing it. Well, how you know if you believe it? You acting on it. You say what the word of God say. You say what the word of God say.
Yeah.
If you believe, Christ will show you that you die right now, and you live unto eternity. I don't know if somebody knows this or not, but you don't get another shot at this. Once you've been born again, all you begin to do is grow. get more knowledge and more knowledge of who you are and who you are and what you are. See, you get more knowledge so that you can understand what God did through the man Christ Jesus. That's why I was saying everybody hadn't believed in this faith. Everybody doesn't have faith in this or trust in this word. But Jesus is plainly telling us here, brothers and sisters, and also over there in, I think it was 1 Corinthians 15:20-22. And we may not hit it today. We may have to hit it tomorrow. But we're going to talk about the mystery tomorrow. But today, I want you to go back to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20-22. And what Martha said to Jesus is, oh, I believe you're the Christ. See, a lot of people believe that Jesus is the Christ. They believe he's the Son of God. They believe he's the healer. They believe, but do they believe in the resurrection? So he says in Colossians, then ye be risen with Christ. See, everybody been risen with Christ because they don't believe in it. They don't believe that they're part of this resurrection. They think the resurrection is for Christ by themselves. And they hadn't read this. They haven't studied this. But if you study this, you'll see if ye then be risen with Christ, with Christ, with Christ. So if Christ be risen, then you're risen. If Christ was crucified, you've been crucified. You may ask, so where did it happen to me? If Christ be buried, then you've been buried. Your old man been buried. And you're putting on a new man according to knowledge. See, that's what this is about. This is about, it's not about feeling now. You won't feel this. This is knowledge. This is something you have to know. So when the, when you stand before, matter of fact, those that are alive again in Christ, you living as though you've been made alive, you living that life, you'll never see judgment. You're happy. You're going to pass from life unto eternity. That's what's going to happen. But read that for me, Evangelist Ursula, 1 Corinthians 15 and 20.
Amen. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. But since by man came death, and by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemetery. There is a nice symmetry in this. Initially came by a man, and resurrection from death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, then those with him at his coming. Amen.
See, but now Christ is risen. Christ has risen, people. Christ has risen from the dead. He became the first one that did this, okay? He became the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. So when Jesus went down in the grave, the Bible says the saints got up and walked the streets with Jerusalem. Jesus was the first one. But you got to believe in the resurrection. I can't show you anything more until you start believing in the resurrection. So he said, but now is Christ risen. Our hope is in Christ, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Our hope has to be in Christ. But if it's in Christ only, you're going to be miserable. But it has to go beyond that. You have to know that he's seated at the right hand side of the majesty. And if you're seeking those things above where he sits, then you're where Christ is at. That's your mindset. That's where your spirit is at.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. But we talk about believing in the resurrection. Anybody had any comments, any words of encouragement, any light, enlightenment of what was said today, press 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I certainly enjoy this, Pastor, because we for so long have been had that other mindset, but now we have coming into the knowledge. And 1 John, the 4th chapter and that 4th verse, it said, "Ye are God, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome the world." So we have to come out of that world way of thinking in order to receive this word about the true resurrection and getting more knowledge. But the rest of that scripture says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And they are of the world, therefore speaketh they of the world, and the world heareth them." So that's why a lot of people don't hear what you're teaching, the mindset of the world. So when we come away from that, we're able to receive this teaching about the resurrection and that we are resurrected. Because I had never been taught that before. I don't know about anybody else. I can speak for me. So I thank God for the revelation knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to share something come from Romans 5, 1 John 2, 1 John 4, Corinthians 13. It's like a lot of scriptures in this passage. But it says, "To walk in love, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that the love of God has been poured forth into my heart by the Holy Spirit who has given to me. I keep and treasure your word. The love of you, Father, has been perfected and completed in me, and perfect love casts out fear. Father, I am your child. I commit to walk in the God kind of love. I endure long. I am patient and kind. I am never envious, never over with jealousy. I'm not boastful, vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I am not rude, unmannerly. I do not act unbecomingly. I do not insist on my own right or my own way. I'm not self-seeking, touchy, fretful, resentful. I take no account of any evil done to me and pay no attention to suffered wrong. I do not rejoice at injustice, unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up under anything and everything that comes. I'm ever ready to believe the best of others. My hopes are faithless under all circumstances. I endure everything and without weakening because the love of God is in me. Father, I bless and pray for those who persecute me. My attitude toward them is not cruel. I bless and do not curse them. Therefore, my love abounds yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. I prove things are excellent. I'm sincere without offense till the day of Christ. I'm filled with the fruits of righteousness. Everywhere I go, I commit to plant seeds of love. I thank you, Father, for preparing my heart and ahead of time to receive this love. I know these are seeds. These seeds will produce your love in the hearts to whom they are given. Father, I thank you that as I flow in your love and wisdom, people are being blessed by my life and ministry. Father, you make me find favor, compassion, and loving kindness of others. I am rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, knowing that you are on my side and nothing is able to separate me from your love, Father, which is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that was like a lot of scriptures put together. Walking in the love of the Lord. Teach us how to love others as you love us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's a message within itself. That's a message, brothers and sisters, within itself.
Amen.
You know, one is sad fact, and it's so sad that we have to face today is that sons of God never want to act like who they are. And we got to act like Christ. That's what the Bible said. We're a Christian. We got to love, like she was talking about, we got to love like Christ. We got to walk in this stuff, man. You can't walk as mere men. Remember Paul said to them over there in 1 Corinthians 3, how that they were, he couldn't even speak to them as spiritual, but he had to speak unto them as babes in Christ. When would it ever go on? Well, when would the day come where you can, I can speak to you as an adult? That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they want to, I continue to tell people, brother and sister, and I'm going to say it again, you know, this is not a milk house. This is a meat house. Paul said, I had to feed you the milk because you wasn't ready for the meat. And he said, even now, you're not ready. See, when you start telling people about they're part of the resurrection, Satan don't want to hear that. You know why? Because he's not part of it. That's Revelation 9. Satan can't be part of the resurrection. He can't be. Mm-hmm. That's what separates you from him. You're not part of death. Adam brought death. Christ brought resurrection. Just like you're going to die in this flesh, you're going to be risen in this flesh. And it's not going to be over there. It has to be over here.
Thank you, Lord.
What about those people that went on? Don't worry about them. God got them. It's now. You're in a whole different dispensation. You can read. You're more educated. The knowledge has evolved all over the world. Yeah. And people are seeking for revelation knowledge. But they're seeking for things they can see and feel and touch. Yeah, listen, brothers and sisters, and this is everything in me because I cry thinking about how people are powerful. Stop asking people to pray yourself. Yes. Well, you know, if I get my Bible study, get in there yourself and watch what the Holy Ghost is going to do. I promise you that if you watch the Holy Ghost come, and he's going to show you that you've been using. You've been risen with Christ, but you got to believe it. You got to act on it. And if you don't act on it, it's not yours. And one more thought I want to leave with before we dismiss. You are partaker of a divine nature.
Yes.
Then I ask you to take your part. If you're a partaker, take your part. That's all I'm saying. And it's of that divine nature. And that divine nature is being part of the resurrection. Because you're dead, but you're alive in Christ, okay? I thank y'all so much. We're going to see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.